It's time for another edition of Struds On Deli Meats.
I love it. Mexican salami. I literally could pound that all night long. Oh, is it good?
Dermatology.
To save people's lives, I would pimp their popples. Pop their pimples.
Sabres goaltending prospects.
And so whether it's, you know, Devin Levi or Uka Puka Paluka or whatever his name is.
Fractions.
99 out of 10 times, that's a picked off pass or it's just redirected out of the zone.
It's time for Struds On.
So when I look at the, you know, the NHL landscape, it's a great game. I think, at least I enjoy it. A lot of people enjoy the game. And they're trying, you know, like everyone's trying to break into new markets. And when I say new markets, it could be new cities or, you know, maybe people aren't familiar with the game or it's hard to access because maybe a lot of kids don't play the game or there's people just aren't interested in it. You've got to try to find new ways to get into it. And Ryan Reynolds is a guy they think could maybe unlock some of it. Yes, potentially. So if you're not familiar with Ryan Reynolds, he's a pretty big actor. And, you know, there's some discussion around the idea that he would be interested in being a part of an ownership group for the Ottawa Senators. Now, he already owns a professional sporting team, Wrexham, out there in England. It's a lower division soccer team. He and his buddy bought it. Since taking over, they've got significant amounts of sponsorships. Their social media presence has exploded. Obviously, it doesn't hurt having a pretty major movie star part of the ownership group is willing to do it. You know, they have their own show that you can check out that's really cool. And it's growing the popularity of this group or of this team, you know, from outside what is kind of a local love of a group to now, you know, more people are watching. Like even I'm watching this show about a team. I don't even really like, you know, English or soccer at all as far as club soccer. Don't have time to watch it, but I'm watching it because of him. So when you hear that Ryan Reynolds may be interested in joining an ownership group, I think that it would be crazy if he truly is accurate. You know, he does have some money. He's made some money on his acting, but he's also made money with his aviation gin, I should say. They recently sold it. And so he's got some money. I don't know if he has enough to buy it by himself, but there's you know, when I say some money, he's a rich guy. And
I think he has a lot of money.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure if he can buy a team, though, on his own, right? $1 billion, think he could pay it? You have that much?
I don't think the Senators are worth $1 billion.
Well, let's say it's $700 million. Has he got it that much? I don't know. Well, whatever. Let's say he has enough money to like be a major partner, if not owning him, so on. But Greggs and Connor, and this sounds like a bit like telling me I'm wrong, but I think that for the league, you want Ryan Reynolds lined up beside the league. You want him involved. He has new ideas, the way he approaches his team there in England. Like he helps bring attention to it, and he's bringing non-soccer fans to watch a team that, quite frankly, isn't that good. And you know, imagine what he could do with Ottawa. Whether it's even a small percentage of that, Greggs, Connor, I think this is a really good idea. And if Ryan Reynolds does it, how do you know that other people won't do it as well? And I'm not saying the league has become anything about tricks or anything like that, but you want to have people who are you know, enthusiastic about their brand be a part of it. Like Steve Ballmer. Rich guy. Yeah, I love seeing him celebrate on the sidelines, but he's not too cool. Like, no one's watching his Instagram videos. I don't know if he even does them. But Reynolds, he gets involved in NHL team breaks. It brings attention to it. It brings attention to the whole sport, not just, in this case, Ottawa.